Good evening, everyone, and I'm going to call the regular Orange County Parks Commission meeting for this evening. If you'll all please rise. Number one, our eight commissioners, John Warren, lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. Roll call, please.
Chair Schauber.
Here.
Vice Chair Ashland.
Yep.
Commissioner Diaz.
Here.
Commissioner Hanson.
Here.
Commissioner Warren.
Here.
Commissioner Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Wigan.
Here.
We have quorum, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, at this time, we'll have an opportunity for the public to address the commission. If your subject is not a particular agenda item, please wait until we call that agenda item. If you'd like to just speak generally, now's the time to do it. So I'm going to go ahead and open public comment. Who's our first speaker?
We have Greg Stone from the Orange County Modelers Association.
Perfect. I was writing it down because I'll forget to say something. Yeah, it has been many months since I've been here. So I just wanted to address the commission, the staff, executive director. I'm part of the Orange County Modelers Association. So we are the group that occupies the piece of land behind Irvine Lake in open space. Have the model airplane field back there. So continuing to enjoy all of that. Hundreds of members, lots of activity out there on a daily basis. But some of the other things that we do, you know, are beyond just what happens out there at the field. So I just like to, you know, periodically bring that up and enlighten you to some of those activities. Last month, you know, we had about 10 of our members that ran two flight events, at the Orange County Regional Science Olympiad competition held at UCI. We've been doing that for many years, so support that. This year we have 63 schools participating in that, between the middle schools and high schools. So we run those events. In addition to that, we've been hosting the UCI Design Build Fly Engineering Program, their flight event practice out at the field. They compete in the national competition held at Textron Aviation back in Wichita, Kansas. And then also we did our annual Toys for Tots event benefiting the Fire Authority at the Santiago Station out there at the field supporting that back in December. So thank you.
Thank you for that.
Ma'am?
Sure,
not only do you do your job as your job and your fun thing with the airplanes,
yes,
you also recently were appointed elected.
Yes.
It wasn't something you saw, I'm sure. But
to a certain extent, encouraged and then, I'll call it railroaded.
Yeah, he got appointed to the national.
So I am one of the vice presidents on the executive board for the National Academy of Modern Aeronautics.
Which means that he has more work than he had any idea.
Yeah. I mean, I still work full time. I now have that as another.
And you have kids and children and wives and
stuff. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they're older and grown.
Well, I got you in the spot.
Yes.
I want you to issue us, I would be thrilled if you were to issue an open invitation to host this commission on one of its field trips. So we could
absolutely.
And we could witness what you guys actually do.
Yeah, that would be great. We would be happy to, and what I would recommend, I don't recall the date off the top, but we do our annual scaled warbird event in June. Every year. And we have pilots come from, lots from the club, but also from surrounding states. All scaled aircraft, anything from this big on up to 10 and 12 foot size aircraft. I mean, some will be almost as big as the conference table. And they'll fly those in scale.
I don't know about the other guys. I come.
Yeah. we'd love to invite anybody and everybody, so I will forward all that info.
Thank you for coming this evening.
Thank you. I'm going to excuse myself now to continue on with other jobs. Thank you all very much.
Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to address the commission on a non-agenda item? Have we received any written correspondence or requests?
No, we have not.
Is there anything that anybody would like to comment on? Okay, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. And now we'll move on to our consent calendar. We only have one item, which is item A. This is to approve our minutes for the November 30th special meeting. Do I have a motion?
I'll make
one. Thank you, Mr. Weigart. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Do I have a second?
You don't have to, but you can.
I will.
Yeah, I will too.
Okay, we have two abstentions. That's Mr. Moore and Mr. Diaz. Okay, moving on. Probably the highlight of the evening is going to be item number 5A. It's that happy time again where we get to meet the new folks that have been through the trials and tribulations of training. And we're so happy that you're here this evening. So we're going to now have a presentation of our Ranger Academy Lucky Number 9. And who's handling that?
So Chairman, we'll actually have Eric Ruberry, which is our Operations Support Manager, and he'll be providing the presentation, and we'll jump right into it.
It's all yours.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Schauer, members of the Commission. I'm Eric Ruberry. I'm the Operations Support Manager here at OC Parks. With me here is our most recent graduating class. Also seated with them, she doesn't want to be introduced, but I'm going to do it. Is Supervising Park Ranger 2, Jen Carton. She works with me at Ops Support and in the back, hiding here in the black jacket. Our staff specialist extraordinaire, Yvette Gonzalez. So, with that, I'll get started. A little bit about the recruitment. So the current recruitment, which is the 2023 recruitment, that's what gave us our 9 candidates here across the table from you. We had 929 applicants. We had out of those, we had 120 who started the background checks. We had 19 who passed background, and we have 9 who graduated. So it's about our average. We average about half a percent to 1.5% of the total applicants that we get end up making it all the way through the process and becoming managers. We have a current recruitment going on right now. That one, we had 786 applications received. Background checks on that, we have 153 who have been just now starting, actually this Monday. We started the first batch into backgrounds. Jen gets to go to probation tomorrow to do a second batch, and then we have a third batch this next Monday. That will start the background check process. And we will start Ranger Academy 10 as soon as we can get them hired. A little bit about the recruitment process. It tends to be a long one. Starts with the application, then they take a written test. We do selection interviews, do background interviews. We have a final, what we call a meet and greet, which is usually myself and other members of executive management here at Parks. That leads them to a conditional job offer, also clears them for medical and psych evals. And after all that, we can get them a start date. Background alone has been taking 4 to 6 months. So it takes a while Yes, sir.
Because this is such a long process, do they start earning any income during this process?
Nope. No, it's not until they actually get their hire date, their start date, when they start with us that they get started paid. They are paid through our academy process. So the academy comes after the start date.
So after, after start date is academy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. This is a slide that shows the history of our academies. So in 2005, the Board of Supervisors authorized park rangers to be sworn peace officers. That was our inaugural first academy. The next three academies all went through a Sheriff's Reserve Academy through the Sheriff's Department. The next three from 2009 to 2012, it was a collaborative process through Santa Ana College and their criminal justice group. And then starting in 2016, we had our first in-house academy. We've been doing them in-house ever since. The second to last one there is 2023, which is RE9. And 2024, we're anticipating starting our next. Yes, sir?
Mark Denny, a former OC Parks director, went through the academy.
Yes.
Do you know when he did?
Was it 2009, I believe?
RA1.
Yep, RA1.
Excuse me?
He went through RA1 in 2009.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. A little bit about the training that we do during the academy. Sorry, it's been a long day. I apologize. We do what we refer to as a moderate stress academy. So it's not like a military boot camp or a police academy where we're screaming and yelling at them all day long. We do implement areas of stress so that they know they can kind of get comfortable with how when people are out in the park yelling at them and things like that. But it's not anywhere near to the level of a military boot camp or a police academy. The Board of Supervisors and the Peace Officer Standard and Training courses that we are required to take. First one is PC 832. That's laws of arrest and constitutional law. Title 22 is first responder first aid training. It's a 3-day course, which is the picture in the upper left. They're practicing CPR. We do chemical agents, which is also known as pepper spray or OC spray. They do emergency vehicle operations, and then CLEPS is the California Law Enforcement Telecommunications System. That is because when they write civil citations, they do end up getting personal information, driver's license numbers, things like that, home addresses, phone numbers, and it's how to make sure that that information is protected and kept confidential and only seen and used by those who need to see it. And then we do park-specific courses. We do a number of scenario-based trainings. We do public speaking, leadership classes, how to continue to remain composed under pressure. Moving on to some more of our, I guess, more specific, we do natural resources, ecology training. We teach them how to drive off-road. We do wildland fire training, lot radio communication training, trail maintenance, animal behavior, mental health first aid, and then obviously things with, you know, policies and procedures and how the department works. Once they graduate from the academy, they go into a 6-week field training program, and that's where the park ranger candidates who just graduated are paired up with one of our more experienced park ranger twos. And they are then put into situations where they are out in the field and they're leading, but they have someone there that they can either bounce ideas off of and get that kind of real true on-the-job training of how do we want to do this. The training rangers will submit to us at Operations Support Group daily observation reports where they get graded on what they did well, what they need to work on, things like that. And our current setup is they do 2 weeks at a regional park, 2 weeks at one of our wilderness or coastal facilities, and then 2 weeks at either a camping park or coastal facility. And once they finish the field training program, then they're out of my hair and they go to the park that they're assigned to. After field training, and we do a lot of advanced and recurring trainings. We'll do chainsaw trainings, bike patrols, mobile dispatch softwares. Again, every 2 years, they have to go back through a Title 22 first aid recertification to make sure that their CPR and life-saving is up to date. We'll do domestic animal and wildlife encounter trainings. And we're doing much more homeless incident de-escalation, mental health first aid types of training. Yes, sir.
Can you elaborate just a moment, excuse me, on the domestic animal and wildlife?
Yes, so we will partner often with Orange County Animal Control, and they will help us to see and how to capture safely dogs that get released in the park or run wild. We get cats that get dropped off, chickens, roosters. We'll also deal with, for wildlife incidents, it's how to relocate rattlesnakes or other.
I've been out to Casper's,
mm-hmm.
And camped there on a variety of occasions. And it seems like whenever I'm there, we encounter a rattlesnake, and staff comes by and corrals it and takes it off to the rattlesnake
reservoirs. Yeah.
But are we allowed to bring pets into the park?
Some parks, yes. Some parks, no. Casper's? Who's Casper's? No. Joanne Corey is one of our rangers at Casper's. Casper's is considered a wilderness park, so you cannot bring your dogs in.
Okay. So when we're encountering domestic animals,
uh-huh.
are they inadvertently there, or were they dropped off by their domestic caregivers?
Both, to be honest.
Okay.
We have had incidents where we've had sick animals or dogs with cancer, things like that, and the families can't take care of them. We've found them tied into a restroom building, and we call animal control, and they come out. It's not easy to see.
No, I can imagine.
And then there we have dogs that get loose in neighborhoods and they come into the park. We have, you know, feral cats that show up, and chickens and roosters.
Because this is a, it impacts our resources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have we thought about a social media outreach or what have you about responsible ways to deal with unwanted pets?
I can answer that. Yeah, so in OCCR, as you know, OC Parks is part of OCCR, which is OC Animal Care, and they do offer resources and education to the public on what to do with these unwanted animals, so they're not dropping them off at a park where it's easy to drop them off at, that there is a place and a resource where you can drop these animals off in a safe place where they'll be cared for and eventually, hopefully, adopted out if that's the case. Yeah.
I guess to go off of Commissioner Ashland's point, is there a way that we could potentially just cross-collab on those two departments so then there is some sort of outreach for folks to know what the resources are if in the event they, for whatever reason, have an uncared animal that they would like to donate or do other things with rather than to resort to those options?
Yeah, there's definitely a possibility to cross-collaborate, you know, as
just a simple Instagram post, you know, just the two. I know they have two different pages, so if we can just have, like, combined mm-hmm. posts and just little, you know, captions saying, hey, is there a way that we can work together for the community to be aware that these are the proper outlets to, you know, go about those things?
Or that OC Parks is not the appropriate place to do it, you know. And we all know
mm-hmm.
that lots of domestic pets
mm-hmm.
are released out in the national forest and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
People go out and do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And those animals do not survive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? that all they are is prey for other wild animals or for wild animals. We don't want OC Parks to be a depository. Mm-hmm. Because it takes up their time, and it's almost inhumane. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would encourage us to develop a program that inform the public about how this is a problem for us,
We really don't have this on the agenda right now.
Thank you.
I would recommend that this is a great idea. So, in fact, it probably should be well-resourced.
Research.
And let's bring it back to the full board, and then we'll develop a program that everybody's comfortable with and try to implement it if we get support.
Fine. Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Getting back to RE9, so RE9 began their first day of their academy was October 9th, this last year in 2023. They all graduated on January 25th. Worked out to about 17 weeks of training. They were in the academy 3 days a week. So they worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the academy, and then Saturday, Sunday they were back at their facilities. And again, we have the 9 recruits that we graduated. And with this, I wanted to go ahead and, with the chair's concurrence, I'd like to go ahead and introduce them one by one, and they wanted to kind of stand up and just talk a little bit about, very briefly, about why they wanted to be a park ranger. So we'll start first and foremost with Selena Barajas.
Hi, I'm Selena Barajas. On behalf of Class R9, I wanted to say thank you for having us here today. I am at Irvine Regional Park, and I chose to be a park ranger to preserve and protect the integrity of our parks. I'm really proud to be a park ranger. Thank you.
Thank you, Selena. Good evening, Chairman and members of the board. I am pleased and honored to be here after having gone through the recruitment process that you just got a sneak peek of. I am pleased to be here especially because I grew up here. So this is my home. I grew up very near Whiting Ranch, hiking with my parents and my sister to just enjoy nature for what it is. God willing, I'll be here for a lot more years. So while I'm here, I figured if it's okay, I'd like to reinvest as much of my good moral character, good discretion, whatever I've learned from having lived here all my life. It goes along with the rest of my goal, which would be to try and get families to have more experiences in our parks, just like I did when I was a kid. It might be more challenging now, as many kids are not outside and playing kick the can like I was. So maybe there's something we can do that would actually encourage that. But it's just a goal. So thank you for having me.
That's Blake Butterfield.
All right, there we go.
Good evening. My name is Nikki Chambers. I'm currently stationed at Aliso and Wood Wilderness Park. I believe it's critically important for all of us to be outside. And so my aim as a park ranger is to keep our parks safe and accessible for everyone, as my purpose is to be at peace, positively impacting the quality of life for others. I'm honored to be able to do that as a park ranger.
Hi, I'm Joanne Corey. I'm currently at Casper's Wilderness Park. There's honestly a really long reasons why I wanted to become a park ranger, and it really all comes down to I have a great love and appreciation for the outdoors and just being able to share that with the community and bringing them in and having fun doing it.
Good evening, my name is Shaylin Lovgren. I am going to be at Clark Park. I am done with my field training, and so I accept goodbye to midnight. thank you for having us here tonight. One of the reasons why I want to be a park ranger, I grew up in California my whole life. I'm third generation Southern Californian, and my family got me outside, and I want others to enjoy it safely, peacefully, and have a good time like I did when I was younger. So that's one of the reasons why I want to be a park ranger, was to share my experience with others and let them enjoy it safely.
Hello, I'm park ranger Casey Magalanes. I'm getting assigned to O'Neill Regional. Reason why I want to become a park ranger, super unhappy in the office setting for a number of years, and I always envied people that were able to work outside every day. So I made it my mission to find that dream job and get outside, and kind of wanted a mix of parks and my love for wildlife, I started volunteering with OC Parks, and I've always just been super passionate about all the different parks that we have here in the county. So I made it my mission to get that dream job, and you know, applications came around and made sure I got on board there, and I've just been super happy, and I just want to make sure the parks get the respect that they deserve, and I'm happy to be here to help that out. So thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Park Ranger Amy Neopoulos. I've grown up in Orange County my entire life. I have the great opportunity to work at North Coastal Operations. I wanted to be a park ranger because I have a devout love for service for others. And I have always wanted to pursue something as far as either law enforcement. I had the opportunity to be a Orange County Sheriff's trainee briefly, and found out that wasn't the right fit for me, and had previously worked for parks and decided that I was going to come back, and yeah, best decision I ever made. And I want to preserve the parks and all of our resources for the next generation.
Thank you. Park Ranger Aaron Smith, currently stationed at San Diego Oaks Regional Park, like my good friend Casey. I'm a corporate office refugee. When the opportunity came along to go into public service and to be outside in a park where I live and breathe with my daughter and my family, my wife informed me that they actually paid people to go to the parks. I'm more than happy to jump on that opportunity. I've been happy ever since. Very much appreciate the opportunity.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jesse Valentine. I have a background in wildlife and range land conservation, and so I always wanted a career where I could work outside, enjoy my passion for recreation and conservation, and work and especially work with the public. I think education is really one of my passions, and kind of spreading some of the knowledge while getting to learn at the same time is something I want to do as a career, and so this was a perfect fit.
Thank you, everyone. That concludes my presentation. Available for any questions.
Go ahead. Yes.
I just want to say, on behalf of the entire commission, thank you guys for the process you've been through, for being willing to step up and be rangers. It's not obviously an easy process. It's not an easy job, but I think probably one of the most fulfilling things you guys will ever do. So thank you.
And anyway, welcome to the OC Park system. It's kind of like making Survival Island. You guys all made it. We don't have $1 million to give you, but we're going to be right, have your back. And you know, this board is accessible to you as well as our administrative staff, as your leadership. So you know, don't be shy. You can come by anytime. And we hope to see you out doing your jobs. So have a great career. Thank you.
Chair, one other. Would they be able to do a photo with us in the board? Would they be around for the till the meeting's over, or will you guys be in that?
You can take a quick recess if you'd like as well.
Yeah.
You.
Okay, we're going to take a Kodak moment. Everybody up here, I think that's best.
James, you got James. It's a 10 guy. I'm sure he has.
We have a team. We have a great team for that. If we want to, that screen, can you turn the screen off? That might be the best way to do it. Okay.
Should we just do our photo?
Yeah.
halfway out and get a photo.
Okay, before we move on, I just want to take this opportunity to introduce our new commissioner. We now have a full board, which means that we'll probably be able to have meetings from now on. Anyway, this is Commissioner John Warren. He was appointed by Supervisor Chafee, and he lives in the megalopolis of Stanton. Anyway, John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everybody, and I will echo the sentiments saying thank you to Supervisor Chafee for appointing me to this position for District 4. I look forward to serving in it. My background is I've been a city commissioner since 2017, where I got thrust into the position of being chair 2 years after joining the commission, which also happened to be through COVID. So everybody just said, you know, let's just keep this guy as chair. And I ended up being chair from 2019 to January this year. So I'm glad to be here. A lot more parks than just Stanton. And they're a lot bigger. And it seems like some of the parks are bigger than Stanton. So I look forward to this opportunity, and thank you.
Yeah, he used to have 3 parks. Now he's got 4,000.
I got a question real quick.
Sure.
I didn't think Stanton was in the 4th district.
Yeah, we are.
Is it in the 4th district?
I believe that happened after redistricting.
Yeah, they redistricted. Mm-hmm.
When they gerrymandered everybody? Okay, thank you.
Now we have sand ponds.
I mean, we have sand ponds. Oh, no, we have to get 2 more to win. Anyway, let's go around the room and introduce ourselves. I know that you've had a chance to meet the staff, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a commissioner through the City Selection Committee, as Commissioner Schauber is, or Chair Schauber is. I'm of the coastal city, so every coastal city has an opportunity to vote. What is that, every 4 years, or is that every 2 years?
We're having a new, our next meeting is going to be in about 2 months or 3 months, but I don't think we're up yet.
Okay, so I think it's every 4 years, because they would appoint me. So different than the supervisorial appointments, ours are handled.
Can you explain the City Selection Committee?
Yeah, so every mayor comes twice a year. Sometimes they'll have a special meeting for a third meeting, but twice a year, the City of Orange, in the council chambers, every mayor will vote on a whole variety of items. But in this instance, it's only the coastal cities get to vote for this position, and then only the inland cities get to vote for the chair's position. And I'm a city council member of the City of Orange.
I'm Hallie. I'm the 5th District appointee. I'm for Katrina Foley. Live in Laguna Beach. In my day job, I'm the Executive Vice President of Crystal Cove Conservancy, and my background is in wildland conservation.
I'm Dave Hansen. I represent Supervisor Wagner in the 3rd District, and my daytime job since I've been 15 and a half is in bicycle retail.
Evening, my name is Ray. I represent District 2, appointed by Vicente Sarmiento. And my background, I'm currently a student at UC Santa Cruz, majoring in politics with aspirations of becoming educators one day. So yeah, excited that you're here with us, and I'm excited that we have a full house now. So that's really cool. Now we won't have to, I won't have to be the one to be counted if we have quorum or not. So that's great. So I appreciate it.
My name is Bert Ashland. I represent the 1st Supervisorial District. Andrew appointed me when he became county supervisor. I took a break for a couple of years, but I've served, I think, since 2004. I think. Somebody contradict me, please. Say it hasn't been that long. I own a lobbying firm, and I've done this continuously since 1980. One other thing, I was the chairman of the Orange County Airport Commission until about a year ago, when I resigned, because I can only do so much work.
I'm John's neighbor. And this is part of my new youth movement. It's time to bring in some young guys and let us old people enjoy greener pastures.
How old are you, Dave?
76.
Yeah, I'm 74 this year.
Okay, good. Well, we got a couple of guys maybe coming in the wings here.
Shall we all state our age for the record?
Yeah, nobody has to give their age tonight. It's okay. All right, we'll move on to item number 4A, which we've already had a chance to do that. And I was remiss, is there anyone from the audience that would like to discuss or have a comment on item A from the public? Okay, good. We'll move to item B. This is OC Parks and Trails Subcommittee meeting update. Is there anyone from the public that would like to make a comment on item B?
Yes, we do have one request to speak on item B, and that's Mike Wellborn.
Great.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, staff, and slots. Mike Wellborn, I'm president of Friends of Harper Species and Parks. A little sidelight, we've been a nonprofit here in Orange County for 27 years. Formed out of the remnants of the former Parks Program, Harbors, Beaches, and Parks, that was decimated from the bankruptcy because the Board of Supervisors, in their wisdom, decided to take the property tax money from Parks to use to pay off the New York bankers for the debt of the bankruptcy. What a nightmare that was. Made for a very lean Parks Department for 20 years, but I'm really happy that things are recovering. So what did I want to speak about? Our trail issues, because they are a continued ongoing issue in our county. Ever since COVID hit, especially, we've seen a huge influx of users. If you've been out on the weekends, you know what I'm talking about. It's crazy out there. We have a lot of users, a lot of forms of getting around, and I've been continuing my ongoing discussion and encouragement for courtesy and safety on the trails. And I really want to keep pushing OC Parks to get their trail ambassadors out on the weekends especially, but at all times. And of course, we had a lot of new faces here tonight, new rangers going out. I hope they get to be out there too, because the opportunities to communicate to the public are huge and needed, because as you know, most of our trail users are great people. Once in a while, there's a couple of knuckleheads out there. I'm trying to use PG language here. I was advised earlier. So a couple of knuckleheads can make for a really bad experience for a family out there, just sort of feeling their way along a trail. So I think it's really important that the more time and effort county staff can spend out on the trail, the better. And FHPP wants to encourage that. We want to continue to work with OC Parks to make that happen. And we really need to communicate this to the Board of Supervisors, especially around budget time when, you know, push comes to shove. I spent 26 years working for the county. I've done a little pushing and been shoved. So, you know, you gotta go with the flow. But the opportunity is to really make a difference when it comes to budget time so that the staffing is adequate to meet the needs of our community. Thanks for your time. Yes, sir.
Mike, how long have you been the president of Harbors, Beaches, and Parks?
When our co-founder, Gene Watt, stepped back from the board, I was selected.
Recruited, okay.
Yeah, it was like, we've got something for you. So it's been, what, about 6 years now?
Has it been 6 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. You've done a good job.
Thank you. And we have a real good board, hard working. I mean, there's a lot of plates in the air going on right now, activities. Obviously, the success of the Banning Ranch property becoming a future park, I think, is going to be spectacular. We're very concerned right now about the Corps of Engineers working on Santiago Creek, because LA District of the Corps, who I worked with for many years, they decided they were too busy. So they brought in experts from Chicago.
From Chicago.
Chicago Corps of Engineers are going to be working on Santiago Creek. And frankly, I don't think we're quite there yet. So I would encourage all of you to ask questions. Maybe you should have somebody from Flood Control District come in and talk. It's the end of my time.
Anyway, thank you for appearing as always. We welcome your comments anytime.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Always a pleasure.
Okay. This is a receive and file item.
Chair Schauber, would you like me to have the staff provide the report, sir, of the report out?
Oh, I'm sorry, we haven't got to that yet.
Yeah, okay. We have our planning design manager, Danny Castiello, here, who will provide a quick update on the happened to the last meeting.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. I am the new planning design manager, Janine Cassiello, and the Trails Subcommittee had their first quarter meeting on January 11th. The agenda included two discussion calendar items. The first agenda item was an overview of the significant OC Parks Trails Project 2023, and it was presented by staff. The item was received and filed. The second agenda item was to approve the proposed 2024 Trails Subcommittee meeting schedule for April 11th, July 11th, October 10th, and the 2024 meeting schedule was unanimously approved. Additionally, there was one Trail Subcommittee Executive Officer update that I'd like to share. A member of the public commented about trail access at Aliso and Wood Canyons in the Laguna Coast Wilderness Parks, which was consistent with the public comment received at the last commission meeting here. The comments were then sent in a follow-up message to the Trail Subcommittee Administration email. OC Park staff values and looks at every comment and input that comes in through the emails. And as a standard practice, we do respond to all inquiries received through the Trail Subcommittee email account, and OC Park's team has met with the member of the public and sent comments to address his questions. This concludes the first quarter Trail Subcommittee meeting summary, and the next meeting will be held on Thursday, April 11th. Thank you.
Are there any questions? One of the other things that we did discuss was the opportunity for the Trails Committee to meet more than quarterly, I believe. We meet quarterly, right?
They currently meet quarterly.
Yeah. So I've asked them to give a copy of our bylaws and regulations of this organization, also the county. And so I'm taking a look at that. So our next Trails meeting, we'll be able to actually take a look at that. As you know, all committees can have a special meeting or call for a special meeting if they need to. So that's a way in which we can have more than one meeting every, you know, 3 or 4 months. But also there was some interest of the committee to meet more frequently, and have some topics of interest brought up on the agenda. So we're just kind of taking a look at it at this point. And I'm working with staff now, who sent me a voluminous amount of ordinances. And so once my attorney's done looking at them, I'll be able to give an answer. I'm just kidding. So that being said, is there anyone from the audience who would like to address item B again? Anybody else? Okay, good. At this time, the recommended action is to receive and file. Do I have a motion? Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor? Anybody knows or anybody abstain? Thank you. Okay, one thing I'd like to just go over, we now have a full house here, which is absolutely awesome. And I know that we all like to have a participation, and we're going to have a lot of it now because there are 7 of us. So when you want to say something or you'd like to talk, just turn your sign this way, and then that way I can keep track of who's in the right order so everybody gets a chance to express their opinions. I think that's the easiest way to do it. And when you're done, you can do that. And then if you want to talk right away again, just send it back. And I'll put you at the bottom of the list. Unless your first name is Bert. Okay, moving along. This is going to be our April field trip selection. And we have a proposed date of Friday, April the 5th. It's our one of them. And Saturday, April 6th, and we have a couple of choices. We're going to have a staff report on it, but before we do that, is there anyone from the audience who would like to speak on this item? Okay, good. We'll move on.
Chairman and members of the commission, we have 2 proposals for you, 2 dates and 2 locations. With that being said, there's certainly, a recommendation that we look for, which would be the Friday date being probably more ideal given capacity. As well as I will give you a quick background of the 2 locations. The first one, George Key Ranch, is probably the preferred and recommended given the excitement there. That's a facility that reopened in November of 2021. It was closed for about 7 years given some damage from an earthquake from 2014. During that time of closure, a lot of renovation that took place, seismic retrofits, and a lot of revitalization that happened, including the let me make sure I get this right, the replanting of the keys at Verse Garden, which is a pretty unique aspect to that property there. With that being said, it's a facility that has about 700 visitors a year, and we actually hosted a new event last year, which was the Summer Citrus Harvest event, so that's a new one for us at OC Parks. And that tour would cover basically the property, the unique aspect of the historic nature, as well as some of the history behind the citrus industry and its impact on Orange County. That'd be the recommendation. The second opportunity in front of us is Craig Regional Park. That's a more traditional park you're used to seeing. That's 124 acres, located in Fullerton. You have picnics, playgrounds, sports fields, courts, fishing lakes, biking, hiking trails, what you'd expect to see. The reason I bring that one to you is we recently had a new restroom completed. That restroom is actually just opened in February, so that's a new facility there that you can see how that operates. You know, we all know restrooms, but seeing the new facility, given what was there prior was original to the park versus what we have today, it's an 8-restroom stalled restroom that's unisex ADA, so that'd be the new idea. And the idea is you go there and see the new facility as well as the other park amenities. With that being said, both Saturday and the Friday being the preferred option are recommended, but obviously it's for the commission to discuss and decide.
Okay, the staff recommendation is the ranch.
It'd be the ranch on Friday, if that is the
case. And what time would that be, in the morning?
So generally, those are morning. They range between 9, 10 ballpark range. We'd have to confirm that. That's generally what we do. We'd actually message out and make sure you guys are all aware of that.
If you go around 11, we get lunch, right?
Lunch is a great idea.
I don't believe that's the case. Normally,
all in favor?
I don't believe that's the case, but the idea is generally it's a more morning routine, generally speaking.
All right, I think we'll go ahead and poll everyone. I have not been to George Key Ranch, so I might have, but that was a long time ago. So I'm going to vote for George Key Ranch. Go right on down.
George Key Ranch.
George Key.
Yeah, that's great.
I agree.
George Key on Friday.
I'm impartial. Whatever you guys want. I'm going to be out of town, possibly, so don't let me do your decision.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
Dave,
so...
Have you been there before?
No.
No, I haven't either.
Is there a motion that we do a morning lunch visit to the ranch?
Yes.
Is there a second?
What? So, go ahead. So, 9 o'clock be in the morning? Is that what you mean by morning?
Well, I think we have to see when they can accommodate us. When can you accommodate?
That'd be the catch. We would be able to come back to you. It'd probably be between 9-10 is the assumption right now, but we would report in the facilities.
Sooner's better. Friday.
Earlier you're liking better.
Yeah, okay. Earlier's good. I think better in the morning.
Okay, and how early would you like it, David?
My eggs would be scrambled and made crispy, I guess. What was the question?
Is 9 okay?
9's wonderful.
Okay, let's see if we get 9 or 9:30.
Let's work with the team and we'll aim for that and make sure it's aware of it.
Yeah.
So.
We can either have breakfast jacks or egg McMuffins. Your choice. I'll buy them.
So I heard Friday, 9 to 9:30 at Key Ranch on the 5th of April. Is that right?
That's correct. We had a motion and a second, I believe.
And we had a motion and a second.
Before we do that, Eric, is Saturday better for you?
No, that's actually worse.
Okay.
I'm leaving on a plane on Friday, but I may be able to make it in the morning. It just depends on where my schedule
was. All right, we have a first and we have a second.
How long do we expect to be to room?
Great question. I believe.
About 2 hours.
1 to 2 hours, I've been informed, is the normal proper time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If we drag it out, we'll have to service lunch. We'll go walk slow. Okay, who's the first from here? And second was, gotcha, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? That passes. Okay, moving on. We are now at number 6, this is the Orange County Parks Director's Report.
Thank you, Chair Chauvin. As you know, Pam Passau is actually at a conference, so she's not here. I have the report today. We kind of light. The first and foremost is more housekeeping rules. It's regarding annual Form 700 filings. With that, you each should have received your email from the clerk of the board from the County of Orange regarding you to file your Form 700s. That's often referred to. We'll double check for you then. We'll make sure you get it.
Thank you.
That's your conflict of interest disclosure that's required to be on this commission. For awareness, it will come from an email labeled OCCOBCOI, just for reference. That stands for Orange County Clerk of the Board Conflict of Interest. It's not a phishing attempt, that is legitimate, and that is at South Tech Hosting, which is the company that facilitates that. There's a deadline of May 2nd, so please make sure if you see that email, you take care of that. Bert will get back to you and make sure Commissioner Ashley.
Well, I don't need to fill mine out. Go ahead, John.
Well, please make sure we all fill it out, and we'll double check with your email address to make sure it's going. If you have any questions or need assistance, obviously our team's available here. If you're not seeing them, we'll take care of that. That's the first item of topic here. The second, just a quick highlight. Normally, we provide a highlight at the first meeting of the year, which obviously has not occurred till more recently. And just a quick highlight of some of the park things that happened in 2023. You are all mostly aware. Irvine Ranch Open Space had some significant openings. That is Saddleback Wilderness and Gypsum Canyon. Really exciting time for us at OZ Parks. And additionally, a really fun number here that I kind of keep in my mind, but the Orange County Zoo, you know, cherished asset in Irvine Regional Park, nearly 500,000 visitors last year. That's pretty spectacular compared to previous years, about 430 compared to 493. That's pretty spectacular, so we're really proud of that. A unique thing, too, is our historic parks. Heritage Hill had a number of events this year. That was Halloween, Candlelight Walk, Rancho Days Fiesta, Holiday Lights. We had a turnout that was much larger than anticipated in the past years, kind of record-breaking for those events. I know people attended or saw the images past of that, and it was really well done. And then just to reaffirm, but reshare, we do share a lot of events that we have and a lot of awards we win for those events. And last year alone, we received several notable awards from everyone from NACO, National Association of Counties, to engineering awards, to PIO awards, and quite frankly, all across the category. So a lot of what you see here and what you're a part of is really award-winning. It's really exciting to be a part of that. So those are the updates in the director's report. If you'd like, Chairman Schauer, I can go straight into the events. Yes.
Yes, sir. A number of years back, mm-hmm. OC Parks had a Christmas party at Heritage Hill.
Okay.
Okay. You may not have been here.
I probably was not.
It was an awesome party. And going down there at night with all the decorations mm-hmm. and what have you was spectacular. As you guys move through your decisions to whether or not you're going to have a Christmas party or not, if you decide to have one, I would encourage you to consider Heritage Hill again. That was special.
The only thing that I'd like to share with the board is on the tent festival we had at Miles Square Park, I had a chance to stop off and see everyone there. We actually had two Lake Irvines. We had Irvine Lake and we had Irvine Park Lake. And this staff did a remarkable job getting it ready for the tent festival by getting all the water out there. It was well attended. It ran like clockwork. There were no incidents that I was aware of, and the staff did a remarkable job. So would you please let everybody that was involved in that mm-hmm. know how we as a commission felt making that a success, okay?
Certainly. Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Dave.
I didn't hear anything about concert in the parks. I thought that was a huge success as well, and a number of great bands. Any looks like you have some summary.
I do. I was streamlining that summary, but what I can share with you is we have two big series with the historic. Or sorry, we have the summer concert series and the cinema series, and both are
and
really
the Grateful well. Dead and the Rolling Stones.
They're really well done. So with that, I can share that for our 2023 summer concert series and summer cinema series, we saw an increase in attendance with approximately 49,000 people attending our concerts and movies. Sunset Cinema was approximated about 17,350 overall. That's a 49% increase from the previous year. That's a big increase. And the summer concert series attendance is approximately 31,600. That's not necessarily a notable increase, but as you guys might know, our capacity is already limited given how widely attended they are. So that was a very good year for both.
Yeah, like what is a normal capacity? Is like 4,000 or 5,000, isn't it?
Of our combined facilities, of that, we're I think reaching capacity for those events right now, for the concerts at least. Each park I think would dictate slightly different based on the amenities in the space.
Yeah. Okay.
And we get good name local bands.
We get great name local bands.
Yeah, and in that regard, and I'm thinking back a million years, East Bay Regional Park District is a competitor of ours for the greatest park, local park group in California. I went to a concert in 1967.
They had concerts then?
1967. And Country Joe McDonald was the local entertainment. Okay. I went to another parks event that was put on by a local parks group, because I'm from the Bay Area. And the Big Brother and the Holding Company, a small backup band for Janis Joplin, was the entertainment. And these were local bands that all of a sudden everybody knows. And that's what everybody that comes and plays at our parks is hoping for one day.
We have a very nice lineup. We often don't disclose this until it's released, given a number of capacity, a number of reasons, but I will say that there's a nice draw we get with the band we have, and they're really well attended.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate.
Yeah. Thank you.
The year was 1968. The band was Santana.
Santana, a nice El Cerrito band.
It's kind of funny because the lead singer for Santana has his own band. And he was playing in Los Alamitos about 3 weeks ago. So I got his card, so I'll give it to you. Anything else, folks? Okay, great. Thank you for that report.
Of course.
All right, let's see. Okay, moving along. This is probably, do we have any department updates?
I have no new department updates, but I do have in front of you, you have the list of events, which is obviously, I believe it's B on the list here. The department updates were the highlights I provided, but just the events is what's left in the draft.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that. Hey, folks, if you have a relationship with the supervisor that appointed you, or if you have a relationship with the city that you live in, or if you know any organizations, let's get this list out and have them put it on the website. I've been publishing that in my constant contact that I send out, put it on my city website, and also giving it to Doug Chaffee. But if you guys would take it upon yourself to get the word out, this is these things are really good, by the way. And we get all different ages, so there's something for everybody. And so if you can help us publicize this, that's really going to be good. So I appreciate it. If you have an opportunity to do that, please do so.
Chair Schauder, if I may, as well. This is a shortened, abbreviated list. If you go on OC Parks on our website, there's a much larger calendar where there's tons and tons and tons of events. We highlight a couple larger ones here that might be of interest or unique. And that calendar bill to everybody, so we encourage you to maybe share the link to that if that's the case.
Yeah, what I did is I just kept the website so that they can do as much research as they want.
Exactly.
It works out pretty good. Go ahead, Bert.
When David started this little discussion, he mentioned that one of the things that we do because we got appointed by somebody, that's really, really important. I had lunch today with a chief of staff to a county supervisor, and we talked about how important it is for commission members, not just ours, but commission members across the spectrum of county commissions, to communicate with the person that appointed them. Oftentimes we get appointed, we say thank you, and then we never see the poor guy or girl again. Talk to them, send them emails, pick up the phone, call them. And if they don't call you back, at least one of their staff people will. And I think that's part of our responsibility, is to give feedback.
Can we formally move into the next section of the agenda, if you'd like commissioners' comments, just to clean up the process for that?
I was just ready to do that.
Perfect. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Keep going, Bert.
I'm done.
Okay.
Okay. I'll save it until Commissioner.
We'll start down.
Well, that's right.
Aaron Gray, we'll start with you. Okay. Comments? Comment?
Thanks for having me today.
David?
No, thank you.
Thanks, staff. Thank you.
We have some.
No, I don't have anything to say.
That's a second. That's two times in a row. That's a world record. All right. I have something I'd like to agendize for our next meeting. It's pretty simple. We have summer coming up. And I'd like to take a look at maybe just an overview, nothing specific, of our summer programs and the areas of the county that we're serving. I would like to also see the ability for us maybe to look at what we can put in some of our local city parks that we have out there that might be able to hold large events, and then work in conjunction with the city in developing some type of a separate program. In Stanton, we have an 11-acre park that's awesome, and that would be a great place to take care of the Northwest region, which sometimes, don't get mad at me, I feel that we're underserved sometimes. So this would be a good way to take care of the inland people, you know, and give them an opportunity. And if you're working with a city park, that makes it easier because you only have to work with half the staff time. So it's just something I like to bring back for discussion. I think that would be very helpful. Is there anything else that someone would like to see at a future meeting? Okay. Well, I hope you all survive daylight savings time, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Thank you, and have a great drive home.